It's 6:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. Like many small and medium-sized cities, Las Cruces is working to revitalize its downtown. As part of that, the streets were redesigned to offer two-way access, and new businesses are starting to move in. Recently, John Robert Smith, the former mayor of Meridian, Mississippi, visited Las Cruces to talk about how he led efforts to foster smart growth there. And he spoke with Fred Martino.
How do you define smart growth?
Well, Fred, besides being chairman of Transportation for America, I am also senior policy advisor to Smart Growth America. And at Smart Growth America, we believe that whoever you are and wherever you live and whatever age you are, you should be connected to the opportunities to create a thriving life, connection to jobs, to education, to healthcare, to the daily needs of life. And that is true whether you're a small child, a young millennial in the workforce, or an aging boomer like I am. Mm-hmm. At its simplest, smart growth is about how you design the place where you live, and then how that place shapes the lives for the better of those who live there. So it's in land use, it's in transportation, it's in healthy foods being available, it's in how we can grow and age in our hometowns and find a meaningful, thriving life there. And it's not just for big cities, it's for smaller places as well. And I've worked, as I shared with you, in 10 years in 120 different cities and towns, 121. Now that we're talking about Las Cruces. And I have found that smart growth is the way to build communities that not only thrive, but that are affordable for the future, and it works in all scales.
Well, I know smart growth relates to lots of different things. One I want to focus on, and it's particularly important to the city of Las Cruces, is our downtown. You have, as you said, traveled all over the country. You've seen the revitalization of downtowns, how they're making a comeback. How are they different from the downtowns of the past, and can these new changes be sustainable?
Well, you know, Fred, we abandoned our downtowns in many respects after World War II. Returning GIs were pushed out into what became known as the suburbs, and we would have this seemingly seamless transportation that would connect us, the freedom of the automobile, and that has worked for decades, but now that is less viable than it once was. And you see, we have built cities and towns ever since they were a civilization in much the same way. Smaller blocks, very walkable, close to where you work, close to healthcare, close to the corner grocery store. We're now understanding, and this is not new, we are reawakening to the fact that that form of connectivity, that form of land use and development of cities and towns actually makes your life a more enjoyable, less stressful life. So we are embracing once again that which made cities and towns great from the very first time people came together in a civilized society.
But to make this work, transportation and walkability is important, if you can talk about that a bit.
And we have to rediscover that.
Mm-hmm.
A street or a road is not just for the automobile. It's for all users, and I think we've forgotten this in many parts of the country. So it is for the automobile, but it's also for transit. It's also for bikes. It's certainly for the pedestrian. And all have to be safe within that built environment. And Fred, keep in mind, this doesn't bubble up out of the ground. We have leaders at the local level and state level that make choices about how they build infrastructure, how they develop and use and land use, where they put affordable housing, where they put schools, hospitals, healthcare. All of that must be taken in concert when you're rediscovering the heart of your community. We did an analysis that 500 large corporations and businesses, home headquarters, had moved into downtowns from their remote location in 5 years. That's 505 years. So we called all of them and asked them why. We thought we knew, but we wanted to hear it from them. And to a company, they said the coming workforce is that young millennial. And we can't get them to move out to where we are. They want to be in downtowns that have a sense of themselves, that are connected. So we're moving to them. And that happens not only in big cities, it happens in smaller places like Conway, Arkansas. Drew three tech firms, and the presidents of those firms said, we can get the worker for the future we need to live in Conway because it's got a cool downtown.
That was John Robert Smith, the former mayor of Meridian, Mississippi. He recently visited Las Cruces to talk about smart growth. We'll have more with Smith tomorrow on KRWG News.